Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today we thought we would talk about some of the mistakes that companies make when they are presenting a new product. As a journalist, I see new products. Lois is a publicist. She sees companies trying to promote new products. And then we both look and usually look at each other and shake our heads like, oh, God, look what they're doing here. So I think this is a chance to kind of verbalize some of that frustration, and maybe some people will learn from this. Maybe they won't, but I think it's kind of an interesting topic to discuss. Do you agree?
Yes, and the first thing I want to say is it always mystifies me that when I meet a new company at a trade show or I get introduced for a possible new account for my PR agency, when I ask the founder or a big marketing executive, you know, who is your company? What is your company about? It absolutely takes them 20 minutes to a half hour to explain it to me. I find it so surprising and so disturbing at the same time that somebody really doesn't know what they do for a living. And a lot of the times it translates to putting these people in front of a journalist like yourself, Steve, or on air, and they don't get the point across, and they don't know who they are, and they really need to know the elevator pitch of who they are. And every time I practice it with most, I would say 99.9% of the people I meet, there's something scary about answering that question that they just can't do it. And it's interesting, you as a journalist agree with me, because it's like one of the great mysteries of life or business.
I do not understand it. You know, in journalism, there's an expression, you don't bury the lead. And that means the most important stuff, your best pictures, go up front. But companies tend to want to do just the opposite. They want to take you down this long, boring path to finally get to the promised land. And I need the promised land right up front. And that seems to be the number one complaint I have. I am forever asking people, I'm at CES, I'm at CTEC, or any trade show I go to, or when I talk to a new company on the phone, I'm sitting there going, what's wow about your product? What's unique about your product? It takes a while. Even when I'm talking to other publicists, you know, when I'm talking to other PR people, they don't get it. I mean, I know you do, Lois, but most other PR people, you look at their press release, all of this mishmash about stuff I don't care about, and then finally at the end, it's the cheapest blank blank. It's the first to ever do this. It's that line, the wow, the hyperbole of whatever it is, that needs to go at top. What makes this product unique? If there's already printers out there, why do I care about this printer? Oh, it's the first printer that you can refill the cartridge, and it's environmentally correct. Oh, well, put that at the top of the story. Don't just bury it down there. Or it's the cheapest Bluetooth speaker. If that's the cheapest one, or the cheapest camera, let me know that. That can be the feature. But I need to know, because when I'm talking about it on television, for example, you know, I've got 15, 30, 40 seconds to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about, you know, the charitable donations associated with it or you know, a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to talk about the one thing that makes this product stand out. And that isn't the one thing I hear when I go to these booths. So they're wasting their time and my time. I think it's
because a lot of people are very concerned, or they're afraid that the first two lines of what they say will not be accepted by the public. So they'd rather circle the corral than get right a bullseye into what they're talking about. I see it too many times. Not only do people know how to say it out loud, they also don't know how to write about it. So when you go to their website, their Facebook page, I think to myself, how am I functioning in this world with everyone else when I am the average person and I can't get to the gist of what this product is? And thank God for YouTube, because whoever is creating these videos, they are getting to the point quicker, but it's still not fast enough. You could spend, 3 minutes, and then like the whole lead is that, you know, the last, of the 3 minutes, the 30 second of the 3 minutes. And it's crazy. but at least you have some video explanation. And this, I am on Kickstarter and Indiegogo every day looking for new product. And I sometimes feel that they're hiding the lead because there really is no lead. And that's a big turnoff to people that want to know more about your product, either to donate, to put it on air, to promote, become a strategic partner, investment. They just, these startups and even the larger companies, the marketing managers can't give you the 3-second pitch in an elevator.
And you know, I can't tell you how many, maybe I've missed some great products because I've seen the press release. It comes, it's emailed to me. I quickly scan the first paragraph of it, and if I don't see anything in there that's anything interesting, delete, delete, delete. And so I'm probably missing some great products, which I'm not happy about, but I can't wade through reading through all of these press releases, 2, 3 pages. It's ridiculous, especially when they bury the lead. You cannot bury the lead. You have to keep it up front. It's so critical to this whole thing.
So, just recently, as of yesterday, I was speaking to a woman who is starting some women's movement group. And I can't even explain to you what this group is going to do because she is so enthralled with what she's done and her feelings about life that she takes you through this journey of explaining about how she got to a certain area. And there's very little that is discussed about why people should pay attention to her rather than all the other women that tried to organize groups, you know, or conferences or events or, you know, forums. So I'm trying to explain it to the people that's throwing some money at this initiative. And it's like everybody wants to believe that the product could sell itself. And they don't want to listen to the due diligence that should be done to communicate what this is all about. Or there's really nothing behind the curtain. And with this particular initiative, I can't tell because this woman is highly articulate. She could answer questions, but in writing about what she's doing and you know, explaining to me, it's like I'm hearing a very juvenile and almost like immature speech about women in general. And I am not exactly the person that could cure this for her, even though I know the who, what, why, how, when, and all that stuff. But if somebody is off on a tangent, I don't think that I am skilled enough. I could explain it to them, and most people will come back to what I'm saying because I am a journalist at heart. That's where I started out. But to convince people, I don't have the psychology background to explain to them that the things that they've been doing for the last 50 years is not really, you know, what's going to get the attention of people. And in this digital world, I mean, you've told me this a million times, and so does everyone else. If you don't get it in the first 2 sentences, you're not going to get it. And
Oh.
if you start like, I was born in 1963 and it was a cold day, I mean, you're lost. You've got to get to the crux of the message immediately. And if it's not the right message, you'll learn it. But at least you have to attempt to put there. You could always refine it, rehone it. Everybody does it. That's what's so great about the internet and digital. You could change things up all the time. This is not printed. This is not the Bible. And I don't get why people just don't explore, you know, the possibilities of what this whole digital age gives you. And again, so now I'm stuck having to rewrite this document. And I want to work with this woman because I think under the covers there's a lot to explore. But I don't feel that she's being directed. And I don't know if there's a doctor for this. You know, I'm kind of like the person that identifies it, but they really need doctors to help them identify what they want to say and what they want to do.
Two examples of things that fit, we're just talking about here. You know, if I want to propose a product for a possible licensing deal to another company, I ask the inventor to take the product and give me a video with your smartphone, just shoot a video and keep it under a minute. That I always say, keep it under a minute. Almost 80% of the time, I get a video that's 6 minutes or longer. And I can't show a 6-minute video to anybody because nobody wants to sit through the first 5 minutes. That's just too much time. So no one follows that instructions. The other issue I have is websites that don't deliver. I was looking at a product just yesterday. I had to call up the woman behind this product, and she sent me instructions on how to do it. And she said, go to a website to download these images. I go to the website. I see nothing about downloading images. So I call her up and said, look, I'm here on your website. It says download the images. I'm on the website. Well, I'm like, oh, no, you have to go here, click this. It's a drop-down box. I'm like, no. I said, you're sending the press and you're sending potential customers to here to download this. That should be like one of the bullet points. Instead, it has about her, about the company, about this. All this stuff is on the upper banner that you can click on. The thing that people are going to her site for is to download these images. She has that buried in a drop-down box. Well, that makes no sense at all. And this scenario happens over and over and over again. It's really frustrating.
Yeah. Well, the same thing with this woman's organization. I said to her, okay, I saw the PowerPoint you sent me. I saw an article that you wrote for some women's publication that you're going to submit. And I read all that. But, like, you know, where is the beef? She says, oh, well, you know, you can't go to our website because it's really old and it doesn't do its justice. Meanwhile, I'm supposed to be involved in a project that she's doing November 4th in Brooklyn. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, she is far brighter than I will ever be, but she doesn't understand the simple premises of communications, or I always think that somebody's trying to hide something, because if they had nothing to hide, they would get to the crux immediately. It also reminds me of this one genius of a guy who came up with some kind of a tracking system that I was promoting in the world of sports. And he really was giving great feed to people that love sports about all the different games that were going on at one time. I put him on air, MSNBC, and the commentator was so kind to him. And she just says, well, you know, what is this company all about? He could not answer that question. Here is a placement on MSNBC that could have brought the world to him. And she kept asking him over and over and over again. This was an Ivy Leaguer, Steve, that could not explain what his company did. Now, I'm not a technologist, but every client that I represent, they could put me forward, and I will say, this is the product that will give you the biggest entertainment and all the information about sports in 3 seconds or less, and it's going to change your life because you're going to have a great time and you're going to be filled with knowledge. Well, that may sound very simplistic, but that's what that site did. I represent a music site. People that are involved with the music will, you know, they'll go on to all the features of the unit, but they'll never say, you have never heard music like this in your life. This is concert hall realism. This is like being in the studio. There is nothing out there that you're going to hear all the instruments and all different sounds that you never heard before. So here I am, the layperson that doesn't even know how these products work, and I can't even really hear it myself because I'm not trained, and yet I can get people much more enthusiastic about a product than the technologist. So I think
these people go to cocktail parties, you know, they're with their spouses. Someone walks up to them and says, oh, what do you do for a living? I create this widget. Oh, what's that widget to? You know they can't be pulling their ear for 35 minutes. They should, in a minute, it's polite conversation to say, oh, it's a widget that gives you the latest sports scores or whatever the heck the thing is. You should be able to say what your product does in less than 3 sentences. If you can't do that, then you need really to rethink this product, because if it's too complicated, then maybe this is not, you know, it's not a consumer product. It has to be able to be distilled down to 3 sentences. Like you were in an elevator, like you just said, be able to do an elevator pitch, do it in a couple of sentences, get across. And if people have more questions, then of course they can ask, and then you can spend the next 5 hours talking to them about it. But you need to have that headline in your head, just like you need it for your press release, you need it for your CNBC interview, and you need it for a cocktail party. It will serve you well.
I mean, I remember, this was a while ago, I was at CES, and there was it was like before AOL was even AOL. And I had a client that came up with, he was genius. And he came up with this whole AOL landscape. It was a neighborhood, it was a community, and you had your library, you had your house of worship, you had the market, you had, you know, the school, the hospital, the where people lived. And it was really fascinating, and the graphics were gorgeous, and the interaction and the interactivity of the site was amazing. So nobody knew about anything like this before, and I had to bring in, my mission was to bring in the press, you know, to this client of mine, so they could see the future on that particular day at CES. So I lined up all of the, you know, magazines and newspapers, you know, all the big names, and one after one they came in. And the first few that came in, his site wasn't working, you know, up to snuff. And what did he do? He has a major newspaper person there that has to run to 12 different appointments in an hour at CES. And he's kind of like fixing the site instead of getting to the crux of what the meeting was about. And he said, well, let me just press this, or I really wanted to show you that. So let me, like, look here. Well, that's not working, so I'll try to get in this way. No, 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 maybe I should shut down the whole thing and start again. I was ready to pull my hair out of my head. This is the golden
right.
opportunity. This is like, you know, America's Got Talent or The Voice. You get to that microphone and you sing your freaking heart out. And you only have, you know, a minute. I mean, they only play a minute of a song. Someone sings a song on air. And I see the media, like, tapping their watch, looking at me, like, ready to say, like, what the hell did you get me involved in? How do I get out of here gracefully? Because this could be a huge story sometime, but I don't have time to waste now. This guy is not ready. He verbally did not do the site justice. And, you know, and I hope that, you know, people listening to this podcast, that they finally visualize or get a visual, you know, image of what we're trying to say to them, because it just, as the world gets larger in terms of innovation, this is a disease that's spreading like wildfire.
And I think people don't get that the world is a very noisy place. You know, you get a moment in the sun and you have to scream your heart out to be heard over the clutter that's going on out there. If you can't get that point across succinctly in a short period of time, You're going to be lost, because the din of noise is just overwhelming. And I think they have to think of it that way. And they should practice. I mean, I used to, you know, I've done media training workshops where one of the things we did, I had them in front of a mirror and then in front of a camera, just be able to be not memorize three sentences, because that's the worst thing you can do, but really have them as part of your DNA, as part of the engrams of your brain, so that when someone asks you about your product, this is the answer. This is what it does. This is the problem it solves. This is why it makes your life better. If you can give me that in a couple of sentences, you're golden. If you can't, then you need to go home and practice. Just like you have someone working on your website, well, then you need to work on your message. If you can't get it across, then that's priority.
You know what? That's why most websites suck, because the person who's directing them, and that's the person you're speaking to, doesn't understand what has to go where first. So that's why when you're going to a website and looking for something, it's the way they prioritize it in their head, and that's what's being shown right on the screen.
I always love it, you know, I want to know about the product. I want and where to buy it. I mean, these are things that people are going to, the price. I can't tell you how often I go to a company website and you cannot find the price. I mean, you have to go all the way to the cash register before the price shows up. Is that right?
I think they purposely do it.
Or the picture of what you see is not, like, it'll say, I just saw this recently on a website. They had, you know, for $89 you get this, for $110 you get this, all this different stuff. But the picture was the same on all the boxes. Well, you can't have the same picture. I mean, if you're going to have a picture, you show me what I'm buying for $89, what I'm buying for $129. You can't just keep showing the same picture over and over again. Little things like that, it's amazing when a website doesn't reflect
right.
the reality and in a clear, concise way. And I see that time and time again.
So sometime down the road, Steve, we should have a follow-up podcast on this particular topic. So from now until that time, we should see people who we think do it right, so we could show the people that did it wrong or doing it wrong what right looks like.
That's a great idea. Okay. Well, I think that's
so whenever you see anything, put it in a folder, you know, marked write, R-I-G-H-T, and let's examine that so we could show people, you know, what a winner website or campaign looks like.
Okay. I think that's although showing what's wrong is always more fun, but I agree, let's show what's right.
Right. That'd be hard to
okay.
find, but we should try.
I totally agree. Well, hopefully with this message, we'll get out to some folks and they'll actually rethink their message and get it in their head so when they move forward, they have it so they can actually impart it to journalists or to buyers or to the marketplace in general. So it's not just for journalists. It's really, it's pivotal to having a successful launch of a product is to be able to get that message across in a really short matter. Why is your product unique? What is wow about your product? That simple.
Cool.
Okay. Do you agree?
Totally.
Okay. Well, I think it's a good time to sign off. Once again, I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And we have been Lying on the Beach. So long.
Bye.